Good evening. This is the Whitneytown Advisory Board, August 30th, 2018 meeting. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let the record show that Richard Forbes is excused from tonight's meeting. Is there any county staff introductions?
Bob Kaminsky, Conference Plan.
Stephanie Hallisey, Commissioner Jim Gibson's office.
Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments for the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Is there any public comment? Seeing there is none, approval of the minutes from August 16th, 2018.
I'll make a motion to approve
26th?
August 16th meeting.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Approval of the agenda for August 30th, 2018. I'll make a motion to approve the agenda for this evening's meeting. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed say nay. Motion carries. Informational items. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events.
We have a movie in the park coming up in the end of September, but we don't have any neighborhood meetings or anything like that scheduled in the near future.
Okay, thank you. Planning and zoning. Item number UC-18-0593, Cantor, Randy, and Joey, a use permit to allow an existing building to be utilized as a single-family residence and allow a proposed addition to the existing building on 0.8 acres in an H2 general highway frontage zone in the MUD3 overlay district, generally located on the west side of Boulder Highway and the north side of English Avenue within Whitney. The applicant here, please step forward, state your name for the record, and the floor is yours.
My name is Alicia Montgomery Engineers.
Do you need the address?
Yes, for the record. 9680 West Tropicana, Suite 132. I need to report, so I try to explain this as best I can. Okay, this property has been on Boulder Highway for a really long time. Mr. Cantor, his mother owned this property. He inherited it on her death. He's lived at the property for a lot of his life. His grandfather who lived before her. And there was a fire. I had said the spring of 2017, the record date was November of 2016. There was a fire at the property. The original structure in the front is masonry. The family at some point had built on an addition, and his mother had a Christian bookstore in the front, and they moved in the back, which was wood framed. So when the fire came, it took out the whole addition, which basically took out every place that where he was living. So he hired a contractor who had a disaster report. Because the area that we needed to rebuild exceeded 600 square feet, it kind of triggered a lot of stuff in the county. Soil support, grading plan, just a lot of a more extensive submittal. And then it got flagged because of the H2 zoning. Mr. Cantor's kind of in a bad position because you can't do anything with an H2 zoning without a use permit. You can't use it for commercial, you can't use it for residential, you can't use it for anything. Unfortunately, because of the way that the rules work, if he were to try to use it for a commercial application, there's so many things that he would have to do as far as improvement. got over 400 feet along the village. It's just cost prohibitive if he does it. The money that he was given by the insurance company to rebuild did not include improvements, you know, public works type of improvements along the entire side of it. And because his intention is to be able to live in it as he has a lot of his life, we submitted an application to use for residential. We're not proposing that we put it back exactly the way it was before, only because in order to comply with R2 zoning, which is what we have to do to be get a residential use permit in the H2 zone, so we kind of changed the footprint a little bit so that it falls within the setbacks required for R2. So we didn't bring up the board back. Show you this property. This is a site plan, and you can see, I don't know if it's the best. So right now the building, the portion of the building that is existing is here. This is the part that needs to be rebuilt. Boulder Highway is obviously here. He's got a small parking lot here, but it's not compliant with today's codes for commercial parking, which is another huge problem. So we are proposing to rebuild this. He needs a paved area to park. And then this area here is just vacant land. Per my meetings with staff, they recommended that we put a fence here to assure the county that this area won't be used for anything for outside storage because it's prohibited. Mr. Cantor has cleaned out the lot. He had a couple of code violations because of some outdoor storage. It's all been cleaned up. So he just wants to be able to put back this building in there because he's not had a permanent home since the fire. And the contractor is very much ready to move forward. The plans for this are already in the building department. We've already gotten plan check corrections for buildings. It was part of that plan check that triggered the need for a use permit. So I think that we could probably get this going and get him back in a home quickly if we can get it. I have the floor plan here in case you wanted to see that. So this is, Boulder Highway is up here.
Okay.
The entrance he would have on the side here. And then this area here is the new area. This one he's going to leave alone is what it is because it wasn't touched by the fire. I think he has a door here that we're going to close off. So, and I have some elevations too on the next page if you want to kind of see what it looks like. The existing structure is masonry, it's in the front. We intended to paint that to match so that it all looks, you know, like some curb effects. So it's just a standard pitched roof stucco. He's got some, there's some grading issues because the business across English built up really high, so he has water tends to come drain through his lot, so we're going to go ahead and put some stem walls and get him up out of the woods so he doesn't have any flooding. He did have some flooding issues in the previous structure, but we want to mitigate that so he doesn't have to deal with that anymore.
That's the end of your presentation. Okay. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone here who would like to speak on this item? Seeing that there is none, I'm closing this to the public, and I'm now opening it to the board. Okay, so I'll go first. So what will that existing parking lot be used for then, the one that's on Boulder?
In fact, it's not used for anything now because there's no proper egress. There's not enough room to turn around in it. That's one of the problems with using it as a commercial structure is that you can't back up onto a right-of-way, and there's no room in there to turn around. It's not being used.
So that was kind of my follow-up question. So is it the plan right now to leave it as dirt or gravel or?
Right now it's asphalt, it's just a paved area. I mean, there is a neighbor trying to work in the dirt, so, but it's not right this moment. There's a chain of fence around it, so that no one can access it. So but that's not part of the construction. It's kind of attractive. There's something that we need to do.
So, looking at the plans, and I'm not sure if I understood this correctly, so the old building that didn't burn is not going to be used or occupied at all?
Well, he made the first question. He said his mom was an artist, and maybe he wants to be able to just keep her art and stuff in there that he's always had in there. But
so, more storage then?
Yeah.
Okay, because originally I thought that you're putting that door up and it wasn't even going to be accessed.
No, he's going to keep access.
And I have a question for county staff. So under Public Works, it said to execute a restrictive covenant agreement with a deed restriction. Can you explain what that means?
I'm not quite sure what they meant by that.
I had.
You know, Alicia, did you talk to Public Works? I'm not sure. I didn't talk to
them. I think someone named Maria. Is there someone there named Maria?
Yeah.
Came down and spoke to him. I was meeting with Mark Donahue, and they just said that they would have no objections to the R2 use, and that they're not going to be doing improvements along English. That's the only thing.
Maybe if there's improvements needed on English or whatever, this is just giving them the right to ask for it in the future. But right now, they're probably signing this deed restriction that they want to do anything now, but they could still be responsible, you know, in the future.
Okay.
Something like that.
I just hadn't seen that before, so
right. That's
why I was asking. Okay, other questions from the board?
I just had a couple. The property was a legal residence right up until the fire. Is that what you're telling me?
Well, they've done a lot of research down at the county on zoning. They've done a lot of research of the history of this property, and they couldn't find an existing use permit. And I think it had been occupied so long that it kind of predated county rules. So until there was a fire and until we submitted, I know that the county had a permit at some point in the 80s or something, some additions on that back, because they have them in records, so they were aware, but they don't have a lot of information as far as the use of the property goes. And that was kind of one of the problems, is we couldn't say, well, it used to be, so it should continue to be. That's why we're here, because we have to establish that he needs it for residential.
Other questions?
I do have a question about the property as a whole. It's very cyclic, and it's been that way for a long time. So what is the intention? I see the very back end is clean, and I'm sure code got on you for that. But what about the portion of the property that's area, the thin area that goes up towards the structure?
Well, that's the part where the addition is going on to be restored. And then the intention is just to paint it to match and make sure it's
cleaned
up.
The cleanup of the property as a whole, mm-hmm. is very cyclic.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I just drove by on the way here. I didn't notice. Other than there's a chain of fence around the
park. Oh,
that's kind of.
No, I just drove by myself.
Yeah, it's just a chain of fence. But that chain of fence is temporary.
Well, I'm not talking about a chain. I'm talking about a barge. I mean, it's been that way for quite some time. That's why I'm saying so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I could put a 25 square foot home on there, but all of that. But cycling too. But that's okay.
And I think that's a code enforcement issue. Then,
uh-huh.
And I think that's who addresses it when it gets out of hand. But I know that they've closed all code enforcement actions on the property, so we satisfied them for it.
Okay.
Paul or?
Do you know, does he have any plans to clean up the fence? Because all the wood is rotting, and you know, it's got that bamboo or whatever, and
right.
Various stages of decay, and at least on the portion that, I know the back portion that the county's going to have him fence off, but on the front portion where he's going to be live, where this addition is adding, are they doing anything to clean that fence up and make it look more like a residence, more presentable?
I'm sure they can.
My name is Joe Kander. I'm a real huge part of was the foremost girl in Las Vegas in the 1960s during the Rat Pack era. And I grew up with art, grew up looking at art, reading art, everything. Art, I'm a writer myself. And I know you're looking at the fence and you're saying, oh, that's ugly. It'll improve. Trust me. To me, it's a work of art. And so it's hard to convince people that it's not a junkyard. But as I'm slowly improving it, the place is immaculate, trust me. It's just a different style. It's a style of rugged Western naturalism. And that's kind of what I'm going for. And so the fence is like that for a reason. It's an artistic endeavor that I'm doing. It's one of the things I'm actually most proud of on the property right now, is that fence. And because it is old, it is rustic, it's rugged, it's Western, it's a naturalistic, basically it looks like a mural. My mother used to do murals. I grew up doing murals as long as this wall. Myself, too, I would actually paint. And so I look at it that way as well. And it's only going to get better and better and better. I just want to. Of course, you do have to allow that, you know, it's open.
Right.
But just because something is old doesn't mean that it's not necessarily that it's ugly. Okay. And so that's the whole feel of the place. Okay.
Yeah. And then so we're going to have the new building, it's going to be freshly painted. Are you going to do the up to the front part too, so they match, so that there's the same color and the same condition and everything? Okay.
The building will be a fairly standard stucco. I'm not sure if we're doing the tile or asphalt sheets, but it'll be a fairly standard.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, just because that's going to be all new paint. Will the front portion also be updated or? Okay.
It's not going to have, it has a flat roof on the
right.
front, so that's not going to change, but we're going to make sure that aesthetically it matches.
Right.
It's the same color. If the budget allows it, you can start there.
Right.
Any other questions? Paul?
What's the estimated time it was approved for starting and completion of occupancy? Any light frame on that?
They're ready as soon as I get this out of the building. So the contractor's has had a healthy retainer who's waiting for permits and get going. So I would imagine that it would probably be completed within 6 months at the maximum of receiving approval.
Any anticipated major construction blockage to the street? It was just a very big street. Are they going to start at 5 in the morning or through the afternoon?
No, I don't
think. No chance of disturbing anybody around?
No, they probably wouldn't. They'd probably start by 7, but it's going to be the winter time, so it's not really going to start in the middle of the night to avoid the 108 people.
Okay. Thank you.
So, I mean, I think they want to get it done as quickly as possible. He's really, really pleased to have his home back. And you know, if you think about home, where you've been your whole life, and your mother was, it means something to him. And I've been struggling more than you to give it back to him. So, just trying to find out the best way to do it. It's going to work with the county and work with what he needs.
Any other questions or comments on the board?
No.
Okay, would somebody want to make a motion? Okay, I will make a motion for approval for UC-18-0593 for the use permit with staff conditions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Motion carries.
3-1?
Uh-huh. Thank you. Next item, general business. None? Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board jurisdictions will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Any comments? Seeing there is none, our next meeting date is September 13th at 2018. We are adjourned.